in Randolph County and from us around. Everybody loves that smooth sound. Radio Ransparta means WHCO.
Car folks on the go, it's 1230.
That's WHBO.
We love to have you with us. We want you all to know.
From Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the people speak.
Good morning.
This is Jeff, and this is The People Speak. We're talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. Helps if I get you on the right mic.
It's good to be back in the studio.
It is, yeah. Last month we talked on via Skype.
Yes.
And this month...
It's just not the same as being in person.
it's hard to bounce questions and stuff off.
Yeah.
So we're in June now. I mean, I think last time we talked, it was still a little cool, but it's warming up nicely.
Absolutely is.
June is also a special month in the Dairy Council.
It is. We got June Dairy Month all month long.
Of course, the month is about half over, but there's still time to celebrate.
Absolutely. We like to celebrate in lots of different ways during June Dairy Month. June Dairy Month was first celebrated way back in 1937 as a way to help distribute extra milk when cows started going on pasture. So this time of year, the grass is really growing, so cows are producing more milk because they're comfortable and things like that. And so that's why it first started to be celebrated. For more than 80 years, June Dairy Month has been a time to honor our dairy farmers that work in our community, and it's a great time to remind consumers to drink the milk, eat the cheese and yogurt to get those essential nutrients into your diet.
Right. Just kind of a time to kind of reflect on dairy and actually the importance of it in our diets and stuff.
Absolutely. It's a good reminder.
All right, I'll tell you what, let's take our break here. We will come back and talk some more with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. 9:34, I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak. Again, we're talking now with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. June, as we mentioned, is National Dairy Month, and we talked a little bit about how it got started. Most months like this have a theme. Is there a theme for this?
Yes. So this year, our theme is local farmers and local dairy. I know with all this coronavirus craziness going on, I think something we can all agree on is that we really want to support our local businesses. And our local dairy farms really are supporting local economies. So really putting that focus on local and what it really means. A lot of people ask me, what does local mean? And local just means a set number of miles from where that food is coming from to where you're purchasing it or consuming it. So you might see signs up in the grocery stores about local foods and things like that. But I always like to remind people that dairy is the original local food because our dairy farms are all around us, and the milk, you know, is a perishable item. So a lot of times it only takes 48 hours from it to go from the cow to your grocery store. So it's super fresh and local as well.
You mentioned it's a local food. I mean, you can kind of combine that with other local food, fruits and vegetables even.
Yes. And like I said, that dairy, we talk about it being the original local food. And many times we're thinking of fruits and vegetables, you know, those on the side of the road, roadside stands with fruits and vegetables and things like that. And it's hard to be certain if your fruits and vegetables in the grocery store are really, truly local. But one thing you can count on is that dairy is local and that it came from a local farm.
You can't truck it in from California to
that's the beauty of it. We really have to rely on our dairy farmers to work every single day to get that food fresh and to the grocery store for us.
Yeah, they haven't perfected teleporting yet, like in the movie. So
wouldn't that be nice?
Up, right. You know, just teleport in a gallon of milk from
point A to Hey, I think the people in Hawaii would appreciate that because probably it's kind of tough to get milk out there.
Exactly. You know, that also is in being a local food. I mean, that, as you mentioned, supports the local farmers. And how important are our dairy farmers to?
Our dairy farmers are super important. One statistic, got a tongue twister there, that I like to point out is that about 95% of dairy farmers are family-owned farms with fewer than 200 cows. Those local dairy farmers are also, you know, hiring local people as mm-hmm. well. And not to mention all of the plants that the dairy foods go to, hiring those employees as well. So local farmers are supporting these local businesses and keeping the economy going as well.
Not only are you supporting the local business, you're also helping with the employment because they've got to have, you know, local people coming in to help them do this. I mean, 200 cows is a lot to a person that's not associated with it. Probably to a dairy farmer, that's about average.
Yeah, I would say it's about average. You see bigger ones and you see smaller ones as well. And, you know, you have to have employees to help you because these cows have to be milked 2 to 3 times a day, mm-hmm. you know, 365 days a year. So it is a lot of work. So we're creating jobs on the farm and in the production facilities, and then we have to have delivery drivers, things like that. So the whole, you know, dairy system requires a lot of employees.
Right. And it's not like it used to be where they don't, you know, they don't go out with the bucket and the stool and sit down and
no, but it's they still don't. Yes, the technology is amazing. That's really, really helped with the on the dairy farms as well.
But it still work, and it still takes time to do.
Oh, absolutely.
How is the St. Louis Dairy Council working to promote dairy on behalf of farmers?
So this kind of goes along with the local theme. The St. Louis Dairy Council really is a local dairy council. So we cover Illinois and Missouri counties and support our dairy farmers within those counties. What we do is we develop resources for schools and health professionals. And of course, we do some media stuff too to talk about the health benefits of dairy, make sure people really, really know and are able to connect that consumer to the farmer. We do lots of tours and things like that because we think it's so important that people really know where their food is coming from.
Right, right. You know, I kind of like to know where my food's coming from. It's, you know.
Yeah, build that
sometimes
trust.
You really don't know necessarily want to know, you know, if you once you do find out, but
yes.
It's still a good thing, and especially something like a dairy product and that. You know.
Yes, and I can say I've been to several dairy farms, and I have my full trust in dairy.
All right, I'll tell you what, we got another break here. Why don't we go ahead and take that, and we will come back and talk some more with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council here on The People Speak this morning. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back. Got a little bit of time left in our program this morning. We're talking with Kelsey from the St. Louis Dairy Council. This is June, and this is Dairy Month. We've talked a little bit about how important our local dairy farmers are to our local business climate.
So good for our economy. As well as delicious and nutritious.
That's true. That's true. You got to have, in fact, I've already had my milk this morning with my cereal, so.
Good. You're getting those 9 essential nutrients in.
Right. I noticed the Dairy Council has a new social media promotion to help celebrate Dairy Month.
Yes, so it's called Make It With Milk. I know that lots of people are staying home more, especially since restaurants are shut down still, except for outdoors. So they're making more food at home. So what we're doing with this Make It With Milk campaign is on Instagram and Facebook, we are posting recipes 2 to 3 times a week and telling you how you can make different things with milk. Each week we're posting, we're doing heated up, so different ways you can heat up milk. This week I'm doing the posting and we're doing serving it smooth. One week we did keeping it cool and bake with milk, different things like mm-hmm. that to give people new ideas on how you can make different foods at home and get your dairy in as well. And one thing that we're also doing with this campaign is make sure you go and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at STL Dairy Council because we are doing giveaways and we're doing a Make It With Milk toolkit, which includes a whisk, a measuring cup, a milk frother if you want to make some lattes at home, and an ice cube tray so that you can freeze your milk to put it in smoothies or iced coffee and things like that. So if you go on there and comment your favorite way to make things with milk, then you can receive that toolkit in the mail.
You can find a lot of different things on your Facebook page, website, and all that too, can't you?
Yes. On our website, we actually have a continuous blog where every month we come out with new recipes. So if you're at home and making a lot of food and you're sick of the recipes that you have, make sure you go to our website at www.stldairycouncil.org to get some new ideas and tips and tricks as well.
So that's stldairycouncil.com.
.org, not .com. So tricky. Another tip that I have been giving people this month too, since we're really focusing on local dairy and those local farmers, is there is a website called whereismymilkfrom.com. So that one's a little easier to remember, whereismymilkfrom.com. And you can go on that website, put in your barcode that is on your milk jug, and you can see exactly where your milk is coming from and see exactly how local that milk is.
Okay, so just I was just trying to look up the site here. Of course, you know, it helps if I can see what I'm typing.
Yep, that does help. Yeah, there's tons of stuff on that website, including activities for your kids too. If it's a rainy day, now that it's summer, you know, if it's a rainy day and you're having to stay inside, we have coloring books on there, activity sheets that are all in a PDF format that you can print out for your kiddos to do as well at home. So that might give you some little. Outside of recipes, we have some other good stuff too.
Of course, you have an adorable black and white cow on the.
Exactly. Yeah, they are so. Super cute. And we also have a Cooking with Coco cookbook, which is recipes for kids to try. And that's online as well if you'd like to take a peek at those recipes. So there's lots of different things on our website that you can dig into and quest and all sorts of stuff.
I noticed we mentioned it once before, but the Adopt a Cow.
Yes, the Adopt-A-Cow program, that's a little bit more tailored towards schools or homeschool groups, if a homeschool group is listening. But that is a program that starts in the fall. And we basically what it is, it's a virtual reality. So you kind of pick your farmer and you pick your baby cow. And every single month we send you updates on your baby cow so that you can see how they grow and really understand where your milk is coming from. And that's kind of for ages K through two is what it's focused at.
If for some reason we have to still homeschool in the fall, that is going to get it for parenting. Hey, what do I do? What, you know, I'm
exactly.
Out of ideas.
And you know. Anyone can adopt. If you want to be a family and adopt, mm-hmm. that it's all virtual. So it's super simple and easy. You just head to our website. And yes, that might be a little extra thing you can do with your kids to keep them busy during the day.
So that's stldairycouncil.org.
Yes. ORG.
And you're also on Facebook as well.
Yes, we're on Facebook and Instagram at STL Dairy Council. And make sure that you follow us there so that you can get your Make It With Milk toolkit.
All right. Well, looks like we're about out of time. But Kelsey, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. And everybody have a safe summer and a good June Dairy Month.
All right. And we will talk to you again in July.
For ice cream month.
Ooh, I'm looking forward to
that
one.
Even better.
Exactly. All right. For the People Speak, I am Jeff. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day.